If you've experienced the cycle of toxic relationships and you're sick and tired of feeling stuck, sad, and lonely, now is the time to heal and create your best life. In this podcast, you'll hear world-class toxic relationship recovery expert Stephanie McPhail sharing the support, guidance, and tools you need so you can be truly happy whether you're single or in a relationship. She is the real deal. I should know, she's my wife. Here's your host, Stephanie.
Thanks everybody for tuning in. Again, for those of you here, my name is David. Of course, my lovely wife, Stephanie, is normally the host. I decided to give her the night off. So I'm excited to share a topic that's really allowed me to become free of my past pain and move on to create the life of my dreams. My hope in sharing this is that it kind of gets you thinking about what's really possible for you when you truly close the old chapter of your life and start to create a new one. So this training is really all about shifting from being a character in your old story to the author of a new one. And I want to sort of tee this up with a little bit of context. So what do I mean by stories? Now, our personal story, it's really about our perception of ourselves, how we relate to others, and the world we live in. Our stories are made up of our past experiences, the beliefs that we've kind of taken ownership of, and our past interactions. So why is this important? Well, because what we believe to be true, the stories that we tell ourselves are actually reflected in our life experience and what we perceive in the world around us. What we believe shapes what we perceive, and how we perceive ourselves, others, and the world around us leads to our habits of thinking, feeling, and behavior. And this can become a problem because a narrow vision of what's possible for us tends to lead to a shallow experience of life. So if you've maybe got some habits you want to change, or if you're not happy with your life experience, you're going to want to lean in here. I want to give you an example about how a narrow vision can lead to limitations in your life experience. We actually have a current client in our inner circle, and she recently came to a pretty powerful realization. She shared that her past experiences growing up led to a story that probably a lot of you have, which is that she was not enough. And without going into the details, I think that's something that a lot of us can sort of relate to. So this story that she told herself, a lot of times without even realizing it, that she wasn't enough, it caused her to seek external validation from other people, endless striving and dissatisfaction with her career, and really sacrificing her own needs for the sake of making others happy. Does that sort of resonate for anybody? So I want you to think of some examples of stories that you've been telling yourself. Who have you been claiming to be? All right. For example, maybe your stories are things like, I'm codependent, I'm a survivor of abuse, or I don't deserve to be happy, or I only attract unhealthy relationships. So a key piece here that I want you to understand is that we can't actually start a new chapter. We can't receive the blessings that life has in store for us if we're carrying around this old baggage. So in order to make room for the new, we have to let go of the old. All right. But a lot of you might be having a real hard time letting go of the old. And that's really the central theme to this. It's about letting go of the old so you can receive the new. A lot of you might have trouble or you're just unable to forgive. You insist that maybe you need an explanation or some other sort of closure. So I want to talk about why it's so hard to let go. So the biggest reason I found why it's so hard to let go of the past is because most often we identify with what's happened to us, what we do, what we have, what other people think of us. Whether we consciously want to or not, we become attached to our past personal history. We love the drama. We talk about what's happened to us in the past. We talk about what we do. And a lot of times that's driven by a need for acceptance, being influenced by the opinions of other people, their expectations. And the reason why this is a problem is because it really boils down to fear of the unknown. So because we're so identified with this past story, it kind of becomes our calling card. Right? We can't help but sort of think and talk about what's happened. Even when our story is painful, we don't know who we'd be without it. It's kind of messed up when you think about it. But in that sense, the thought of letting go of everything that we think is true about us, even when it's painful, it actually feels like a threat to our very lives. So holding on, in a sense, it feels like self-preservation. And from the level of our ego, if we identify with that part of our personality, that's absolutely the case. So do you have something that seems like such a part of you that you've been struggling to let go of it? So once we understand that, the question becomes, okay, how do we actually let go? How do we put the past behind us? And I think it really starts with recognizing that our past has shaped our mindset Our mindset is really sort of like the rules we've created that drive us forward. I kind of think of our mindset as the vehicle that takes us through life. Now, our conscious mind is the driver. So if you think of your mindset as this vehicle, if it has broken down parts of it, if it's like your car, it has a flat tire, it's got a headlight out, bad brakes, right? The check engine light's on, it's grinding gears and belching smoke. You're distracted by that and you can't enjoy the ride. Right? Your conscious mind wants to be in the present moment and enjoy the journey, enjoy the scenery. But when your car's pulling to the side of the road or you're broken down or whatever the case is, you can't really enjoy the ride. So whether you need a tune-up to your car or a complete overhaul, I want you to consider that when you level up your mindset, when you tune this up, so this vehicle is running smoothly like it's designed to, you're no longer focused on the past pain, the breakdowns, and this is going to really free you up to create something new and better, but most importantly, enjoy the ride along the way. So the way to tune this up is really to let go of what's sort of gummed up your engine. And in some cases, you might even need to trade in the old model for something better. So the first thing is to really become mindful and aware of your beliefs. Start to recognize the degree to which these stories you've been telling yourself shape how you view the world and influence your habits, your behaviors, your choices moving forward. And this is not a matter of harsh judgment, self-criticism. Right? A lot of times we sort of halt our progress forward because we feel guilty and ashamed of maybe the bad choices we've made in the past. But I say this to clients all the time. I suggest that you accept who you were, all right? These thoughts, these perceptions, these behaviors, they were relevant in the past. I like to think that we've all got issues, but generally speaking, we were all doing the best we knew how based on our level of awareness at the time. These habits, these patterns, these beliefs about ourselves and what's possible, they served a purpose at the time. But the problem is when we don't let go, they accumulate. And when they're no longer useful, they become clutter. So the first thing to start to do is take inventory of your beliefs, the stories you've been telling yourself about who you are, what you're worthy, deserving, and capable of, what your roles are, and the degree to which you've allowed those roles to define you. Because again, I believe that you are not what you do, what you have, or what other people think of you. So really take inventory of these beliefs, these stories, and ask yourself, not whether or not they're true, but ask yourself if they're useful. Anything that's not still useful, again, it becomes clutter. And another key reason that people get stuck is because they're afraid of what will happen if they do let go. Or on the flip side of that, we perceive that there's actually some benefit to not changing. So this requires a fair amount of self-honesty. And again, I encourage you not to judge, but just notice. So ask yourself what it is that you need to let go of. And then ask yourself what you're afraid would happen if you do let go. Or again, on the flip side of that, what benefits you perceive you have by not letting go, by holding on. So it's really, again, about becoming aware of and then getting rid of these beliefs that don't serve us. And really the way to do this, and this is important too, because sometimes when we sort of realize like, okay, my entire past has been like a shit show. There are all these different pieces to it. And making change feels overwhelming. And while it's true, you can't expect to create a new recipe by rearranging old ingredients. You don't necessarily have to throw everything out all at once. All right. So what we recommend is to change these pieces, these stories one by one. Your stories about your self-esteem. Again, what you're worthy and deserving of, what you're capable of. Your stories about your personal power. Are you actually able to take decisive action to move your life forward? Your stories about relationships, all men are assholes, or they're all manipulative and only want one thing, right? Those stories are going to shape what you perceive and what you attract into your life. Your stories about prosperity, I'm destined to be poor my whole life. Your stories about change, grief, loss in your life, oh, I'll never get over this, and on and on. And you can insert your own stories here. But again, the point is that we don't have to overhaul everything. We can do it step by step. And a lot of you probably have heard me talk about this before, but you can go to a therapist, a psychologist, and that's very often helpful to get this shadow stuff, these subconscious patterns, into the light of your conscious awareness. You can start to examine these things and identify what's no longer serving you. But the problem we find is that conscious insight into these patterns, these unsupportive beliefs, is not enough to actually change. It's like your car's broken down. You say, okay, well, forget it. I'll just sit here and meditate and pretend everything's fine. Or maybe you're one of those people who puts like a little piece of electrical tape over the check engine light so it's not staring in the face anymore. Or if you think of these past beliefs, this clutter is like you're a hoarder and your house is just overflowing with junk. You might put all that stuff in a back closet and lock the door and pretend everything's fine. Well, again, that's not really helpful. Just telling yourself, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me, is not usually enough to actually change how you feel, who you wake up as, and how you show up in your life. So it's a little bit beyond the scope of this training, but there's a really powerful technique for your mental, emotional household, your headspace, a way to actually get in touch with the master mechanic, your soul, and be open to getting that tune-up, to overhauling that engine, or maybe even to transforming, getting a completely new vehicle. And I think it's funny too, because a lot of people believe that like apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. I can't actually make a major change. Well, hopefully you're starting to understand that your personality, your past history, is not who you really are. That's the aggregate of all the stuff that's happened to you. And you just keep playing that story over and over again. But who you really are is not the character in that story. You can be the author of that story. And I love the expression that says the same intelligence that created the body heals the body. I believe that's true for mental and emotional issues as well. So the good news is this is not about acquiring some new skill. That's why I said, again, the theme of this is about letting go. It's not about acquiring new stuff to make you happy. It's about letting go of these false beliefs. And again, your past history is not truth. It's just what you experience and what you perceive. So this is really about letting go. Like I said, kind of degunking your engine. It's going to run a lot more smoothly. And the power to make these transformations in yourself already exists in you. So again, what we do with our clients is give you the information and the tools to really make transformation a reality. Okay. A good example is like addictions. And a lot of you might have addictive habits, these patterns of behavior. Consciously, you want to change, but you constantly engage in self-sabotage. So a good example is like alcohol addiction, alcoholism. A conscious method might be something like, okay, I'm addicted to alcohol for various reasons. It allows me to affect an immediate state change instead of actually facing my stuff, but I recognize this is not helping me. So I want to end that story, right? So maybe the alcoholic gathers up all their bottles in an inspired moment, they throw them out. They're still an alcoholic without the booze. So there's a distinct difference between being an alcoholic that doesn't drink because they have no booze in the house, becoming a sober person. And again, for a lot of you, it may seem like an outlandish idea to say, well, okay, no, this is just who I am. How can I be somebody different? But so far as your identity is a product of all these past patterns, these subconscious programs, the simple key is to be able to access that level of the mind where these programs are and reprogram, edit your software or upgrade it. And we do this all the time. And it's really fascinating because even when people have been to therapy for years, even trauma therapists, without really making significant forward progress, very often in a matter of a single session, we can get right down to the root issue and rewire the neural pathways that have kept you perceiving yourself in these negative ways. So instead of just trying to repeat affirmations and remind yourself that you are worthy and deserving, you literally become a person who wakes up feeling that way naturally. And that's why we've seen time and time again in the many years that Steph and I have been coaching, dramatic shifts can happen in a very, very short period of time, even if you've been struggling with these things for years. So what's next? Like once you realize that you aren't your past personal history, you can stop telling those stories and actually step into something new. What is that really like? Well, This is about putting the past behind you, but then also getting clear on what it is that you want to experience instead. And so instead of a life where you're just focusing on all the bad stuff that happens, so you're wasting every precious present moment reliving the past, we want to create a compelling vision for the future that's so powerful that you can put the past behind you once and for all. And another thing I want to share with you is that this isn't just about replacing an old story with a new story. I've got a history of toxic relationships, so I want to have a new relationship with my knight in shining armor. I'm constantly broke. I can't pay the bills. My future vision, I want to have a job that pays me great salary and blah, blah, blah. I've neglected my self-care and my health has kind of gone to pot. I've got all these health issues. I want to be healthy and strong and thin or whatever the case is. Again, that's a new story. But there's a key thing that I want to offer to you here. And I believe this is true. I've seen it in my own life and again, countless times working with clients. I believe that we don't want the things. We don't want these aspects of our story, right? The people, the relationships, the body, the money, the car, the house, the job. What we really want is what we imagine having all those things will allow us to feel. It's the feeling that we're after. Okay. So the cool thing about this is that when it comes to creating a new story, it's not like, okay, I'm going to want more. And then I got to wait for that story to play out in order for me to get it. This is a key aspect of shifting to what I often call a quantum model versus the Newtonian model, right? The old model is, well, if and when I get that, then I'll feel whole. Then I'll feel healed. I'll feel abundant. I'll feel loved. I'll feel worthy. When I get the job, when I get someone who treats me well. But so far as we put our peace of mind, our self-satisfaction in anything external, particularly something down the road, we're always going to be kicking the can down the road. So the whole key is to recognize that even when we're creating a new story, we are still not that story. Okay. We must realize that our seat of power is who we are in the present moment, which is not the roles you play. It's not the act. You're not the character. You're the author of the story and you're the witness. So it's really important. And this is why Steph and I chose to be coaches instead of therapists. It's not about trying to move forward by examining the past. It's about getting clear on how you really want to feel and recognizing you can take action to let go of the past and start setting yourself up for a better future. But it's more about recognizing that the goal is the feeling of peace, and that doesn't have to depend on anything that has yet to show up in your life. You can become a peaceful, whole, healed, loving, and lovable person now, and then the story writes itself. So as I kind of wrap this up, I just want to sort of summarize the wisdom here. Again, you're more than your stories, and this is really a profound truth. And again, it relates to our happiness and our personal narratives. You might have come to this point carrying this baggage, these stories about who you are, right? Again, these stories shaped by your job, your relationships, your career or academic achievements, the expectations of others, right? All these people in your life who tell you how you should be and what you should do. And while it's true in the past, these stories might have dictated your happiness, your self-worth, or even your dreams about what you can achieve, there's a real important piece of wisdom we need to embrace. And again, happiness is not about sticking to a predefined script or following a path that's been laid out by others. Happiness, and I'm not the first to say this, but I think it's really powerful. Happiness is about self-discovery in our journey. It's about having hope again, that kind of hope that kind of blooms within us when we listen to our hearts and actually dare to follow it, wherever it might lead. It's about being kinder to yourself and embracing the person you're becoming, even if that person differs radically from who you were yesterday or what others expect you to be tomorrow. And I think one day eventually we'll all see that happiness wasn't ever really about external validations or meeting someone else's benchmark. It's about learning to be content within ourselves, accepting ourselves, and loving that person that we meet. And those quiet moments of introspection beyond all the stories, all the busyness. So again, I want you to remember that you are more than your stories. You're more than the sum of your past pain and your future worry. You're beyond that. You're a living, breathing entity, and you're capable of rewriting your narrative at any moment. And what I found is that true happiness, the kind that is deep and unshakable, doesn't depend on exterior things going your way. It really comes from within. It comes when you decide that you are enough as you are. You don't need to craft this elaborate story. Okay. You can be more free. And this sort of happiness arrives when you recognize that your happiness was never truly in the hands of others. Okay. It's always been up to you. Like they say, happiness is an inside job. So I want you to consider carrying this insight with you. You can start identifying what no longer serves you. Let go of that. Start to get clear about how you really want to feel. And recognize that that peace and contentment is accessible to you now. And then as you go through your life, the road is going to rise up to meet you in a new way. And that's when things get really exciting. A thought came to me years ago that living my life is like reading the pages of a story I forgot that I'd written. And there's another saying that says you must be willing to let go of the life you have planned in order to receive the life that's waiting for you. So on the other side of this process of closing that chapter, your life can become an adventure again. You can experience delightful surprise at what the universe brings to you when you stop insisting that it's got to be a certain way. This is how it is. Start to be open and curious. So in closing, your personal history, the story you've been living out, it may have been horrible, but I want to remind you, you've survived 100% of your worst days so far. So congratulations. And another saying I really love is that even if you've been feeling like you can't escape your past personal history, it's never too late to make new plans. So hopefully that was helpful. Again, this is David. Enjoyed the time with you. Again, remember, your best life may lie just around the corner. And again, if you've been struggling and you've been interested in dropping these old stories, becoming free so you can feel more authentic, really experience your personal power, and start to live a life that's a joyful adventure again, reach out. We're happy to chat about what that might look like for you. But that being said, you are way stronger than you realize when you step in these sign-off. Thanks, y'all.
So that's it for today's episode of Toxic Love Podcast. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you subscribe to your shows. One lucky listener every single week who subscribes and posts a review on iTunes will be entered for a chance to win the grand prize VIP drawing with Stephanie McPhail herself. Be sure to head on over to ToxicLovePodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Stephanie's Gift, and join us next time.